Then she looked up and said,
I do not know where Kansas is, for I have never heard that country mentioned before. But tell me, is it a civilized country?
Oh, yes,
replied Dorothy.
Then that accounts for it. In the civilized countries, I believe there are no witches left, nor wizards, nor sorceresses, nor magicians. But, you see, the land of Oz has never been civilized, for we are cut off from all the rest of the world. Therefore, we still have witches and wizards amongst us.
Who are the wizards?
Asked Dorothy.
Oz himself is the great wizard,
answered the witch, sinking her voice to a whisper.
He is more powerful than all the rest of us together. He lives in the City of Emeralds.
Dorothy was going to ask another question, but just then the Munchkins, who had been standing silently by, gave a loud shout.
Oh! 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 Oh!
And pointed to the corner of the house where the Wicked Witch had been lying.
What is it?
Asked the little old woman, and looked, and began to laugh. The feet of the dead witch had disappeared entirely, and nothing was left but the silver shoes.
She was so old,
explained the Witch of the North,
that she dried up quickly in the sun. That is the end of her. But the silver shoes are yours, and you shall have them to wear.
She reached down and picked up the shoes, and after shaking the dust out of them, handed them to Dorothy.
The Witch of the East was proud of those silver shoes.